The LA Cancer Challenge is happening soon, created by the Hirschberg Foundation. November is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month, and this happens going into it, which is perfect. And it's the 20th anniversary of the Hirschberg Foundation. We are joined by a member, a founding member of the Hirschberg Foundation, Lisa Mannheim, part of the family. So in 1997, Lisa, Hirschberg Foundation, you guys started Hirschberg Foundation and have grown so much and created so much awareness and research, huge contributions.
That's right. We started in 1997 after the death of my stepdad, Ron Hirschberg. And my mom, she was in the sporting goods business. She really just wanted to donate money to a pancreatic cancer program. So she went to UCLA where he was treated, and she asked to give to the program, and they said, well, there is no program. She looked elsewhere, see where else she could give. She was back then thinking of maybe like a $10,000 donation. Mm-hmm. And pretty quickly realized, he died in May, and very quickly realized that there was no program. There was no program nationally. So by July 1st of 1997, less than 2 months after his death, the Hirschberg Foundation for Pancreatic Cancer Research was formed. Quite fast.
Yeah, that was fast. And yeah. At the time, really, there wasn't a lot of attention being paid to this at all. And your family single-handedly has created attention around the world. And you started working with UCLA, and there was a lab on the campus, right? And it continued to grow.
That's absolutely right. It started with UCLA, mm-hmm. With the doctors that had treated Ron, and we endowed a chair there. We started a lab. We now have three labs there. And most recently, in 2015, the Aggie Hirschberg Center for Pancreatic Diseases was named. So we've had a wonderful two-decade engagement with UCLA, while at the same time being able to do things internationally, which is really mm-hmm. exciting. And that's been through our seed grant program, which is now in its 13th year. That's where we give startup money, small funding, up to $50,000 to applicants from across the country and the world who need that money to do startup research. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, you're never going to get the big money from the NIH, the National Cancer Institute, without being published. And you can't get published without doing research, and it costs money to do research. So this is that opportunity to take what we consider young scientists, fresh ideas, uncharted waters, and give them the funding that's needed. And it's proven tremendously effective. We are really proud to share how often our seed grant recipients are published in all the major national cancer publications. And ultimately, when they get NIH funding in the multi-million dollar range for a project that we had a part in at the very beginning, it's very rewarding. It's one of the really exciting things that we do in the research arena.
Is it 50 seed grants that you're up to now?
I believe we funded, more than 50 seed grants. Mm-hmm. It's usually around 10 a year. It all depends on how many qualified applicants come in.
Right.
And how much money is raised. Mm-hmm. And that's really where the LA Cancer Challenge comes into that picture, because a majority of the proceeds that we raise from that event go right to research and largely to funding seed grants.
And over the past 20 years, you've seen people have a longer lifespan after diagnosis, yes?
Yes, absolutely. To be honest, when we first started, we didn't meet any survivors, Back then, there was only, I think, less than 30,000 people diagnosed with the disease, and mm-hmm. it was said that they all would pass within 3 months of diagnosis.
Oh, my God.
Most recently, it's more than 50,000 are diagnosed a year, but the survival rates have gone up to 7%, 8%. It's still one of the most difficult cancers to treat, one mm-hmm. of, an incurable cancer and a very difficult diagnosis to accept, but the awareness, the changes over the past 20 years have been significant. Really, in the last, we would say in the last 5 to 10 years was where we really saw the first 10 years of our, mm-hmm. of all of our work and our research really start to come to fruition. It felt like really baby steps in the beginning. And we are sharing news releases quite frequently these days, which is a positive. While all we want to be able to do is share that there's a cure, that will be the happiest day of our lives. We're happy to share all the good little stuff that happens along the way, from survivors reaching 15-year survivor marks to research being published and funded. Mm-hmm.
You have testimonials on your site of people who have reached 15 years 7 years, so much longer than originally, like you said, what you saw 20 years ago. And shortly after creating the Hirschberg Foundation, there was a walk, a special walk started, the LA Cancer Challenge in 1998, right?
Yep.
And you took it over and you grew it into this big, phenomenal yearly walk, one of the biggest for pancreatic cancer research and awareness. Yeah. The LA Cancer Challenge at UCLA.
Yeah, we're so excited to be back at UCLA. We were on the VA grounds for a number of years, but have been at UCLA for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really exciting to be on that campus, which is such a gorgeous place to walk or run, and knowing that we're there where our majority of our funding is. And it's a really wonderful atmosphere to have a race. And this year we've added a 15K. We've always had a 5K and a 10K.
Yeah.
But with the rise of people wanting to challenge themselves with half marathons, we added a 15K, just over 9 miles. And we're really excited about that and trying to get those crossover runners who who think a 10K is too short.
I know.
Who have a 10K for breakfast.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah, that's nothing. Give me more. So 15K, you said, this year?
Yeah, 5, 10, or 15. The majority of our participants are 5Kers, but we're really lucky to get, we have the running community, those people who are real, you know, diehard runners, and then we have those families who are just out there to walk in a friendly Halloween themed, you know, activity, get out there and do something good as a group, whether they're walking in memory of someone or hopefully in support of someone. We always say it's a great way to start Halloween. It's the starting line to Halloween fun.
Yeah, it is, right? And so costumes are welcome if people want to dress up, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We love seeing people in costumes and the creativity that people have. But if they don't want to come in costume and want to come in a t-shirt and running shorts, we love that too.
Mm-hmm.
We have a really wonderful expo called the Fit Family Expo that takes place before and after the races. And we're really fortunate to have great sponsors and partners who come out and do really fun giveaways and engaging booths. And this year with our 20th year, we've got some special surprises we have planned. Some things that aren't surprises. We're with registration, normally you get a short sleeve t-shirt. This year we're doing a long sleeve for our 20th, a commemorative long sleeve t-shirt. And that is usually a big draw for runners. It's different.
Uh-huh.
I think those people who are running in races every weekend,
right?
And there are those, they have so many run t-shirts, but a long sleeve is more special. We're giving away prizes to every 20th person who crosses the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody always gets a great gift bag, swag bag from us. This year it's a 20th anniversary tote that we're doing. So lots of fun stuff in store, in addition to our usual just well-organized, family-friendly, just really nice 5-10K. This year, Power Crunch is sponsoring our kids' booth, so we'll have Power Crunch bars, and we have yogurt and coffee and all sorts of health and fitness products, plus, of course, all of the information that you'd want to know about pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. The Hirschberg Foundation booth will be there. What we've really found is that for many families who've been impacted by pancreatic cancer, this is their, you know, annual opportunity to get together and remember. And I just literally ran into one of our team captains who said, it's our 10th year this year. We haven't registered yet, but we're going to, and we're going to make it bigger and better than ever. And it was just so, so nice to know that we've created this event that, you know, while it's wonderful for runners, but for those families who've been impacted by pancreatic cancer who don't have a really, you know, large community, there aren't a ton of pancreatic cancer events. For those families, that they can come together once a year, bring people of all ages, of all generations, and unite and do something great while remembering their loved one. It's really, it's a special thing to be a part of, I think.
It is. Remembering, honoring, celebrating survivors, and 100.3 The Sound will be there, encouraging people to have fun and to walk or run and stop by and say hello. The LA Cancer Challenge 100.3 The Sound will be on site. This is October 29th, UCLA, and you can register right now online, right?
Yes, right now. If you go to lacc2017.com, click on register and all the information is right there for you. That's lacc2017.com. You can call us if you have any questions, 310-473-5121. We're happy to answer any questions you might have about the race or, of course, pancreatic cancer in general. We have a patient support team in our office that's there to help families who are facing a diagnosis. Yeah.
How many people do you expect at LA Cancer Challenge?
2,500.
Yeah.
A couple thousand by the time you add spectators and volunteers and whatnot. We're having entertainment on the course. We've got bands coming out. Of course, groups from student groups from UCLA and lots of teams. Teams, like we said, are the heart and soul of the LA Cancer Challenge. And I think it'll be really nice to see new teams out there, but of course to reunite with those teams that have been with us, many of them from the very beginning.
Right. This is something they do every year.
This is something they do. And that sort of goes along with our foundation motto this year. When we were thinking about our 20th year, about a year ago now, my mom and I were sort of mad. We were upset that, like, we still have to do this. Mm-hmm. We still have to devote our life to this disease that we've been fighting for 19 years and we don't have a cure yet. And so part of us, our thought process was, God, well, you know, we feel guilty that we haven't had the cure, but we're not going to give up. We can't give up. Mm-hmm. And so from that sort of conversation and those emotions around, you know, this milestone that we're celebrating, we came up with a new motto, a new sort of theme for the year, which is we give new meaning to the words never give up. And we have really spent the year since May looking back at everything from that letter that my mom wrote to establish the foundation just less than, you know, 2 months after Ron died, to all the stories of families that have been impacted, who hosted an event or became a team captain or started their own foundation or golf tournament or whatever, however that they have proven that they aren't giving up either. Mm-hmm. And of course, doctors, scientists who've been with us for 20 years, who've made their careers in pancreatic cancer, who again are never giving up. So we've been compiling these stories and sharing them on our website, which is pancreatic.org, and really have had a great time this last couple months looking back, but at the same time really looking forward and really reminding everybody, all of our donors, our community, our Hirschberg Foundation family, that we need them. We need them to never give up with us, to come to LA Cancer Challenge. If they can't come, support us in other ways. Stay connected, stay involved. Join us as we never give up.
That is a great way to approach it. Never give up. And so the LA Cancer Challenge, be part of it this year, right around Halloween. And thank you for your dedication, Lisa.
Thanks, Tina, for having me.
Yeah, the Hirschberg family and the foundation, just incredible work.